another late night edition of the news, according to me. Well, it got a little late on me here this evening. It is currently 10:28 on Thursday, and the date is what's that? There's a cat climbing up the wall here. No, that's not good. I wonder how the foam pads on my little rubber room here were coming down. I guess the cat has discovered that it can climb up these foam things, and it's climbing up and pulling off the little sound things. Oh, that's interesting. I might have to do something about that. Probably have to tie some kind of bowling ball or something around his neck. Maybe, I don't know. Do something. He's a little ornery little guy. So we, so there's a lot going on. I want to make this a really quick edition episode because the night is going by very quickly here, and I'm trying to get some things done before I go to bed. So, needless to say, I am running behind a little bit. The cat is all the way to the ceiling. This is slightly scary, actually, being here. Anyway, I don't know if you can hear that or not. I think you can, probably, because I can hear it in my headphones. But basically, we're under attack by the cat. Anyway, not much I can do about that. So, that might work. Got him down. I need my little squirt bottle. Lots of stuff going on in the news. They are definitely overwhelming the system right now. Now there's a. I wish I could play this. I wish I had the audio. I will have this for tomorrow morning's show, and I will have it for tomorrow morning's show. The exchange between Jim Jordan. Jim Jordan has been getting into it. He got into it with Jerry Nadler, you know, the Nadler, Squishy Nadler, they call him. Because he squishes when he walks. Jerry Nadler and Jim Jordan got into it the other day about something, and then now, okay, this has got to stop. And he has also been getting into it with Anthony Fauci, and I'll be playing the audio for this tomorrow morning because it's it was quite an exchange. And the one question that I wish he would have just continued to ask him, because it really strikes at the heart of the issue. You know, he said, what is the matrix? What is the barometer? What is the actual number? Because all we got from Mr. Fauci was, well, until the rate of infection goes down to a certain level, to a level that's acceptable. Well, what is that level? What is the number? Let's hear a number, Mr. Fauci. Because, you want to talk about science. They all want to say they have science on their side. They believe in the science. They believe in the science. Well, science has to do with actual facts and data and numbers. You want to talk about science? Let's talk about the actual numbers and studies and peer-reviewed scientific method. It's not a matter of when Fauci's gut tells him it's okay. That's not science. Now, he pinned him on several different issues. And, of course, then the Democrats got kind of upset with him because he was really making a fool out of them. I mean, it was amazing to me. And he hit on the, and Fauci wanted to change the narrative because, you know, Jim Jordan's issue was when are the American people going to get their liberty back, their freedoms and their liberty back? Well, it's not about freedom and liberty. This isn't about liberty. This is about, a public health issue. Well, yeah, it's about a public health issue. It's about healthy living. We're trying to, we're in a frenzy, an absolute hysterical frenzy. Everything is about COVID right now. We have a small group, I call it my church, that meets on Fridays. And we have we call it a Torah study, but that's why we call Rabbi Rick. Rick is the teacher. That's why we call him Rabbi Rick, because he's the teacher of this group. And we're getting ready to have a Seder meal coming up here, because it's just during the Passover time here, we're going to have a Seder meal. And we go through this whole process, and there's a little booklet that everybody gets, each couple gets or whatever, and each person there. And we can kind of go through the whole thing, what the Seder represents and how it relates to, who Messiah is. And so we go through this whole process. And so we, and it's fascinating. I mean, we basically go through everything all that the Jewish tradition is, and yet they cannot see Christ in this, which just blows my mind. But it's various reasons they can't. But it's interesting because of the way the church is. You have to understand the whole story of Joseph and some of those things. There's a lot of things in the Old Testament that talks about this stuff, and it's very, very fascinating and very accurate. But it's one of those things where you talk about liberty, talk about he wants to change the narrative. We're at our Torah study. We're going round and round about how we're going to do this Seder meal and keep everything clean and sterile and keep people from spreading germs. And it's almost as if that's becoming the focus of this thing. And we finally, today said, the focus really, the main point is that we're together and that we're remembering and, fulfilling this feast to remember and to experience more of who he is. And that's what it's about. So we need to be very careful in these things. And it's Mr. Fossey, Dr. Fossey, I guess I'll call him a doctor, I don't know. Guy hasn't seen a patient forever. Probably, I don't know. Doctor of lies, as far as I'm concerned. This guy flat out lied to us and then justified it by saying that there wasn't enough personal protection equipment for everybody. So that's why he lied to us. He had a good reason for lying. Now we have to wear a mask, and even a second layer, is okay. In fact, you should probably double mask. There's actually places that are requiring double masks now. There are places requiring double masks. Because of science. Yeah. I don't know that anyone has really understood. And this is the thing. There was a time here, distant past, where people were wearing masks was at an all-time high in this country. And people have continued to wear masks. Everywhere I go, they're always wearing them in the restaurants. They're wearing them in stores. Most of the businesses I've gone to, they require you to have a mask. They have a sign on the door, you got to wear a mask. Everybody wears a mask. I see very few people without a mask on. Very few. I mean, I can't remember the last time I saw somebody without a mask in a store. I travel the country all over the place, and that's all I see. When you're outside, maybe, I even see people riding their bikes with masks on, out jogging with masks on. Now, they're idiots, in my opinion. Unless they're wearing one just because of it. Now, I do know that some people wear a mask outside. They have for years because they have allergy issues. And it helps them breathe. It actually does filter some of those allergens out. It will not filter, however, a virus out. A virus can live, many thousands of them can live inside of a piece of pollen. we have to realize how small and tiny these viruses are. This is an extremely tiny thing. And it kind of blows our mind because of that, because we think of bacterial science, which is very different than and just things that we can't see. The virus goes way smaller than that. And you know, you want to talk about science. I have my squirt bottle now, so I can shoot the little kitty. The whole thing revolves around the numbers. Okay, when we get to a point of having maybe 10% of the population has the disease, or when we get to a matrix, and here's part of the problem with this whole thing. This country is very large. There's a huge diversity of climate. There's a huge diversity of foliage and environment. And with regard to, you go north to the east and most of the Midwest, and especially the upper Midwest and the eastern part of the country, the Ohio Valley and all that kind of thing. You have a lot of green plants, a lot of green foliage and humidity. Of course, when you go west, it dries out more. And you go south and you have more sunshine, obviously. Temperatures are higher. All this plays into it, but then you have these major population centers: Chicago, Detroit, New York, LA. You know, the heavier populated areas: Miami, Houston, Dallas-Fort Worth. Just name off any big, big town, big city. And it's to make a blanket statement. And this is, I think, where we really screwed up with this whole thing at the beginning, was we're going to shut the entire nation down because New York was under a current hotspot, current flare-up. Idaho hadn't seen one case yet, I don't think. So it's you go through issues like this of the you can't make a blanket statement covering thousands of miles, tens of thousands of square miles, and expect the whole thing to be all at the same time, just because the news tells you one thing. In some states, it's county by county. Some counties are flaring up and other counties aren't. It's just the nature of the virus and the way it spreads. And of course, they don't even want it to tell you exactly how it's spreading. Now, so my point about the mask thing was that I'm not saying that one way or the other that the mask is bad or good. I'm just saying if you look at it for what it is, we don't know. And we have these people running around screaming science. And then the excuse they give us for why it's spreading now is because people are letting their guard down. They're not wearing their masks anymore. Baloney. I don't think they understand. None of us do how this thing is spreading the way it is. I have some theories. But I think all we're getting is shoot from the hip, who knows what, from Dr. Fauci. He has no number. 17%, 20%. New case growth at a rising level of 15% or whatever it's going to be per day. Or it has to be decreasing by 15% per day. Or when a certain percentage of the population. Now, here's something that's kind of freaky too. Now, this is, if you just go by the numbers like that, and here's something that's an issue. I read an article today, I believe, if my memory serves me correctly, I think it was 584 people in this one state who had received, fully vaccinated, both doses, and had, the second dose had been given after some time. 584 people had tested positive for COVID, and no, it was more than that. I think maybe it was 800 and some. And 74 of them had died. I take that back. It was 5,840-something. 5,840 people had tested positive who had already been vaccinated. And I think 74 of them had died. Now, the other The other ones who had remained alive, now this is going to be sad news for some of them that don't realize this. But eventually, all of them will die. That's the way it works. Now, they didn't say how these 74 people died. Now keep in mind, this is out of millions of people. Now, this is what kind of blows my mind about some of this stuff. I don't know how many people die from the regular seasonal flu shot. My guess is that people who've gotten the flu shot have died. And people who have not gotten the flu shot have also died. Because people die. So sometimes these numbers and all this hysteric reaction, most of it knee-jerk reaction, it's just such an amazing thing to me. And it's the way the media, and of course the media has been called on the carpet because Mr. Specs O'Keefe, I call him, from Project Veritas, has again exposed CNN. There's more coming, by the way. There's more coming on that. They were playing this whole thing up as much as they could because of the whole issues with the... They knew it was going to be an election issue. So they kept hammering on that. Plus, not only that, not only was it an election issue, it was also something that keeps their numbers up, their viewership up. They need the hysteria and the chaos because when they report on it, that's what gets people. You know, they need the crisis going on. So it's one of those things that it continues to aggravate because of the lack of common sense. Let's just take a step back and get some reasoning on this. Let's have some perspective with what's happening. Because that doesn't seem to be something anybody's interested in anymore. Now, having said all of that, very obviously, they are continuing to keep the system overwhelmed. And right now, there's a lot of legislation that's being put forth. And they're drafting legislation right now for things that... they're just getting ramped up, folks. I'm telling you, they're just getting started with this stuff. And you know, they have everything from gun control legislation to more spending bills, the SCOTUS expansion, statehood things are being for DC and other states are being drafted up. In the meantime, they got the border going on. You have the trial in Minnesota going on. You've got other shootings that are going on. You have COVID on top of all this, which is it's a rabbit hole of things itself. The list goes on and on. It doesn't end. And they're just going to continue to add to it. Because they can distract people and they can keep things out of the news cycle. They can basically control the news. The news people are just spinning their heads like, what do we report on now? Well, they don't ask that question. Basically, they get told what to report on next. You can just listen to the report, the sting operation that happened on CNN with Zucker. Zuckerberg, whatever it is. I think it's Zucker. One of those. So we have this, it's an interesting time. And it's overwhelming, which is the way they want it. This is part of their plan. So, make no mistake, this is all part of their scheme. Continuing to do what they're doing. So, on the tomorrow morning show, we're going to be playing some of this audio of the little spat between Jim Jordan and Anthony Fauci. And I think that the real question, I think really nails the issue and really hits the ball home is, what is the number, Mr. Fossey? He never gave a number. Finally, some other congressman stepped in and said 90%, when 90% of the people are vaccinated. That ain't going to happen. That ain't going to happen. You can't even vaccinate 90% of the military. 40 to 50% of the military are turning this thing down. Now, having said that, I'm not going to tell you not to get it. I'm not going to tell you to get it. It's your choice. And my wife got it. I'm not going to get it. The issues that they're talking about with the blood clots and some of the other issues, seem pretty minuscule to me. That's nothing. It's out of the millions of people who've gotten this thing, and you've got, a handful of people that we know of so far that have experienced some kind of strange blood clotting. Not that I want anything to happen to anybody, but that's a very minimal thing. We're talking about the numbers that we're talking about. But we can't get hysterical about that. Yeah, there's a risk in doing that. There's a risk in anything. Any time you get a shot, you can get any kind of shot. Tetanus shot. Get a, placebo even. You can probably, mess it up and do something wrong with a needle or something. I don't know. I was having blood drawn one time for a blood test. For my cholesterol levels and all that stuff. And they stuck the needle in too far, went through my vein, and did some kind of damage to my arm. And for quite some time afterwards, I couldn't close my fist tight because of all the swelling and stuff that happened after that happened. It was kind of messed up my arm a little bit. And I pulled some stuff in my fingers. Now I've got a dog trying to dig. This is really crazy doing this at home. The cat's trying to figure out what's going on. It's just nuts here. I got a zoo. It's like Jurassic Park here. Which, by the way, I have this this new thing. For those of you who know Jeff Goldberg. What's going on here? Don't know what just happened to the dog. Anyway, I think cat ate him. He's gone. But the during one part of the Jurassic Park movie, he says this.
Well, yeah, ooh, that's how it always starts. But then later there's running and screaming.
Yeah. that's how it always starts. And then there's the running and the screaming. kind of like the Biden administration, which is not I hope you realize that this thing called the Biden administration, Biden-Harris administration, whatever you call it, this is the leftist administration. This is not, Biden's just a name on the top of the billboard. This is not Biden. Biden's not making the decisions here. Anybody thinks that, they're insane. And I'm not saying that necessarily in and of itself is a bad thing. What I am saying is, it's being perpetrated as something that's, this is the Biden. Biden's the president, and he's in charge. No, he's not. He's not in charge. Oh my gosh. Oh my goodness. What a joke. President Putin, if you want to call him that. Dictator Putin, what you want to call him. I'll go through some interesting headlines here real quick. Putin is not gonna meet with Biden. I guess Biden had an invitation to meet with Putin in person, and he's refusing. There's been some things said, and let's just say Putin's not impressed. Doesn't even want to meet with him. That's not good. That's just not good. Between that and what's going on with Rocket Man, as well as China, things are just really weird. Um, Now they're saying that we're going to need a third, the Pfizer vaccine. Apparently, you need three of those now, and possibly having annual vaccines now for COVID. Just like the flu shot. So the flu is basically gone. We've eradicated that pretty much because of, I guess, all the things we've done. So I guess the flu is gone from the earth now. Everything's COVID.
Everything is COVID.
Yeah, it's basically that's what it is. And we've got, so now they're saying you have to take a third. If you have the Pfizer vaccine, you have to take a third one. And possibly boosters from now on. All the time. And people are still getting it. There's an alarming number of people, actually. When it's in the thousands, that's quite a few. Considering that, you know, just the odds of getting it are actually not even all that great. The Derek Chauvin, Derek. He's not going to be testifying. He's not going to be taking the stand in the trial. And I guess I didn't talk about this much, but I was not expecting him to do that at all anyway. That was a move that I figured they would not do. Putting him on the stand would be a bad idea because then you get cross-examined. And you can't just make your own statement and be done with it. The offense, the prosecution gets to step in and lead you with questions, and it can get really ugly because they can suggest all kinds of things. And it would be a really bad show. There's a continuation. I'm going to talk sometime about this, the whole thing with the Asians, the Asian hate crimes and what's happening there. It's a really interesting dynamic. And the way the media is perpetrating or presenting it, what's going on with the Asian hate crime stuff. And now what has happened with regard to that, there's actually a 30-year-old guy, I think, that just went nuts and decided to just kidnap and rape a woman because she was white. That was his motivation, to get revenge for all the Asian hate crime. He wasn't a victim of anything. He just heard it all in the news and assumed it was all white people. So we'll talk about that at some point. An interesting headline that I wanted to find out more about. I can't understand what it's about, but I guess there was a statement by the Biden administration that more blacks having abortions is equity. Now, I'm trying to find this, and maybe I'll just have to do a search on it. Let's see what I can find here. If I just can do a little quick search, DuckDuckGo search thing here. Disparities in abortion rates, the public health approach, 25 cited by 84, 25 rates. Here comes the dogs. Health equity issues for the black community, given the legacy of race and racism in the United States, the reproductive health challenges, opportunities, abortion. There was a statement by the administration, I guess, that Biden-Harris administration, and something to do with equity and why more blacks having abortions is equity because they have access, I guess. And here's the little known dirty secret in this whole abortion thing is that, by and large, especially per capita, but by and large, the majority of abortions are black females having abortions. This is what the Democrats are fighting for. And it's no coincidence that most of the Planned Parenthood facilities are in the midst of typically dominated areas of inner city black people. So that's what it's about. There's a interesting interview by Eric Metaxas again today. He interviewed a guy, I think it was a ex. No. I think it, no. This was actually an interview by Steven Crowder. Interviewed a football player, retired football player. I think he's now a sportscaster, and he had a very interesting some interesting comments on the way the leftist white liberals, the woke virtuous ones, like to portray the black community. And they're very patronizing. They're very derogatory patronizing. They want to treat them like a different class of individual or a different creature altogether, which is kind of their heritage. They don't treat them like equals or like, you know, just individuals. As Martin Luther King said, you know, judged, you know, by the content of their character, not the color of their skin. They don't want that. They want to lump them all into one group. And, you know, well, they don't know how to get online, to get in line. They don't know, you know, they're disenfranchised from voting because they can't get IDs. They need to be spoon-fed when we give them food. They can't find their way around the city without, you know, some help. They're all stuck in the inner city. They can't get out because they don't know how. That's how patronizing these people are. They're not idiots. So the House now is also pushing through. Here's another example of the kind of things that they're pushing through while you're not looking. Or while you're looking somewhere else, or there's 10 different things to look at right now, maybe 100. There's a House panel that's advancing slavery reparations bill. That's gonna be great. How they're gonna do that? The DOJ. Somebody talk about that. Chelsea Clinton wants Tucker Carlson be banned from Fox News. That's her decision to make. And Twitter, speaking of censorship, Twitter has suspended Project Veritas founder James O'Keefe, Specs O'Keefe. Just as damaging news from CNN's videos emerge. In other words, he just kind of came up with a sting operation. Now they're suspending his account on Twitter. How convenient. The U.S. House Judiciary Committee has approved a plan for a major crackdown on big tech. That'll be interesting to see how that all pans out. You see, and like I said, this is where the Republicans like to be. They like to be in this position of, we're going to fight like crazy. We're going to fight for you when they have no power, when they can't do anything. They love being in that position. And then when they are in power, they don't do anything. They do nothing because they don't want to, well, we don't want to, you know, we don't want to push too hard. We don't want to upset the apple cart. Yeah. You'd think they would have learned one thing from Trump, and that is you just don't back down. You just have to fight. If it's worth fighting for, then fight for it. Because there's only one other thing that we're left with at the end of the day. And it's a real fight. And frankly, folks, I don't know if you realize it or not. We're at war here. This is a war. Right now, it is an informational war. It is a war for the intellect, the hearts and minds. It is a war for the understanding and just all the different things that are out there. Intellectual. It's an intellectual war, you might say. And along with that, it's a philosophical and ideological war. And if we don't win this war in this way, come up with a way to get our point across and get this thing back under control, then there's only one other place that this is going to go. It's going to become a physical encounter. And it's not going to be pretty. I don't see how it's going to be good at all. I've heard some people say that, oh, revolution would be a good thing. No, we don't want that. I mean, we might have to have it. It's not a matter of wanting. It's a matter of we might have to go there. And it ain't going to be pretty. But we need to prepare for that. So, God bless everybody. Have a good night. See you tomorrow morning.